just the same. He's driving home, driving home.
Chris Rea, is that a new song? Can't remember hearing that one before. As I said, there's only 12 Christmas songs around anyway.
Sunshine Radio, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
All right. So, welcome to Thursday morning. It is 22 to 9. Joining us this morning, Tony Collier from Icon Foster. So, morning, Tony, by the way.
Morning, Nick. Good to see you.
Yeah, long time no see. You popped in a couple of years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a long time.
It has, from the Icon Foster website. First of all, let's talk about how people can go around fostering. How can you become a foster carer?
Well, the best thing to do is to give us a call. What we're looking for are people who have a real interest in looking after children and making sure that they have a fresh start in life, really. They've not had a good experience.
So, I mean, this time of year, it's got to be hard as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, if you think some of the children out there, I mean, they'll be waking up on Christmas morning, there'll be nobody to look after them, no presents, probably no food in the house, and that's their life. You know, we're looking for people who can change that and look after these children.
So, and you can to go about being a foster carer, again, all the details are on the website at iconfoster.co.uk. So, if somebody wanted to become a foster carer, they can just go straight to the website or give you a call?
Yeah, give us a call, and there's a very sort of, you know, friendly chat we'll have with you.
Yeah.
We'll find out your details, find out you know, what your motivation is, really. That's the key.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you know, count themselves out of this process, but you know, many more people can be foster carers, and there's a huge shortage across the county of foster carers. So, you know, give us a call. Mm. We'll have that chat. You need some things like a spare room, and you know, a permanent address.
Yeah. For some kids, obviously, this is going to be the first Christmas they'll have with a family in a safe home.
Absolutely. I mean, a real radical change for some of them. You know, they'll have gone from a place where they've not been cared for, not been looked after, to, you know, our foster carers who, you know, are looking after them well, providing them the love and care that they need. Presents.
Yeah, obviously. So, and the future of fostering then for kids that might not have a home at the moment, where do you see that going now?
Well, like I said, there is such a shortage of foster carers, and unfortunately for some children, the future is still bleak. You know, they're left in children's homes where they're not suited to be. They need a loving family, so that's what we need. We need people to contact us and say, you know, I think I could be a foster carer. I can foster, and we'll help you do it.
Mm-hmm. All the details on the website, iconfoster.co.uk. They're there to help you achieve your ambition to become a foster carer and foster children.
Absolutely.
So thanks for popping in. Hope you have a great Christmas, and fingers crossed, if somebody wants to get involved with fostering, iconfoster.co.uk. And you did say a mobile number as well?
Yes, sir. You can call me on my mobile, which is 07786 551 711.
Okay, we'll get all the details for that and stick it on our Facebook page. Thanks for calling in, Tony.
Good to see you.
We'll see you soon. And use that favourite Christmas song for you.
Oh, fantastic. Happy Christmas to you.